Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, and it is manic. Couple crazy things going on. Costco's chief financial officer is retiring after 40 years, 40 years. One of the things he's been known for is keeping the hot dog and soda combo for $1.50. That price has not changed since 1985. Someone asked him if his leaving would affect that, and he's going, if Costco's smart, they'll get rid of it never. So we're talking about mindfulness on a manic Monday. So what is so mindful about a hot dog and a soda? If you looked at the little short description, it says, breathe in, breathe out, move on, a la Jimmy Buffett. And I apologize to Jimmy for kind of like mangling his chorus. But there is something about that whole parrot head philosophy. My neighbor has a little toy in his backyard that says, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Now, the Jimmy Buffett song is, it may be 5 o'clock, it may be 9 o'clock, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, which I've totally mangled this again. Every single parrot head that may be listening to this is going, no, please make her stop. Make her stop, please. I feel you. Don't worry, it's not going to happen again in this episode. So how, with all these potential financial changes that directly affect those of us who are broke, how are we going to manage? Well, you remember there's also that other financial hit coming up. Family Dollar Tree and Family Dollar is closing 1,000 stores. And this is because normally stores make up the difference in the fourth quarter. Dollar Tree ended up taking, and their parent company ended up taking, a huge financial hit. Now, the Family Dollar stores have been problematic since their purchase in 2015. They have been trying to work it out for 10 years, and the time has come for the underperforming stores, some 600 of them, to shut their doors. What does this mean? This means that people like me, who are frugal, who are on a budget, particularly at a time when the economy in general is a challenging place, not only to make a buck, but to keep a buck. So how do you breathe in, breathe out, and especially move on? Well, we've talked about baseline budgeting. We've talked about, well, how do you be mindful of your money? We've talked about budgeting. We've talked about finding the best deals. There is something called loud budgeting. MG is going to have to look into this because it just sounds silly. So how do you mindfully deal with your favorite stores closing or raising their prices? Sticker Shock, the price on my favorite beverage of choice has doubled in the last several months. So please don't tell me inflation is low. How do you deal with it? You either have to plan ahead and start looking. Money Girl is not a fan of digital coupons. Sorry, no. Oh, but you, it's like, no, why am I doing your work for you? Why am I giving you my financial information, which you will turn around and sell in a heartbeat? So the answer is mindfulness, being present, being calm, being focused. Focused on your financial goals. How do we do this? Since the Family Dollar, which was conveniently located, is now going to be no more, particularly in your area, with over 600 stores closing across the country and another 370 Dollar Trees slated to close. And if you're like my local Dollar Tree, whatever was in the freezer section blew up and there was cat litter all over the floor. And you're going, now, mind you, last summer, they had no refrigerated cold anything because it took them way too long. It took them months to get the parts. Now, granted, supply chain issues have been a thing. It is ongoing. It is something that has been intractable, but is finally being resolved. Is the push to AI part of it? Yes, actually, because more and more and more humans who are able to go through and assess the situation outside of a strict set of algorithms. And believe me, we were working in a time when algorithms and parameters weren't really the best way to go about things. because we were in an abnormal situation. So just being able to say, well, I'm going to get 20 things of this on this date wasn't going to happen. So mindfulness, being present, being clear-headed, being focused, definitely a technique. Means for those of you who are part of the Family Dollar family, it means you're going to have to plan ahead and find what the economists call economic bads, which are things which have been palletized and sold for pennies on the dollar to places that are jobbers like Dollar Tree and Family Dollar. Now, this discount, in particularly in an economic downturn, this particular market segment gets very full very quickly. Everyone wants to make a buck on people looking for a good value, looking for ways to take that dollar and make it do the most it can for them. Well, that Dollar Tree has now inflated to $1.25 at Dollar Tree and more. So, up your list. You go through and figure out how many things can I get. I mean, I'm sitting there counting out exactly. I counted the number of slices in the loaf, figured out how many eggs I would need based on making 15 slices of French toast. I don't understand why. Now, guess what Money Girl did? Money Girl actually grabbed, not to let anything go to waste, right? Actually grabbed the heels, dipped them, and turned them into French toast. Because that, well, first off, French toast heels taste amazing. Secondly, I'm not going to be as stressed and focused. I will be focused because I'm not going to worry about, although it would have been much nicer for 16 instead of 15 when I'm trying to put even numbers of slices into a Ziploc freezer bags so that I take, you know, half an hour and make breakfast once. And over the next several weeks, we now have pieces of French toast we can pick up and pop in the toaster oven. That also helps me stay more centered, more focused, and more directed on a Monday. Went in and grabbed, paid $3 a pound for 80/20. Took it, broke it down, wrapped it up in parchment paper, put it in a Ziploc bag. Now, this Ziploc bag has been reused several times. And put it in to be used later. These are some of the things that you can do to stay mindful, to stay focused, to breathe in. Everyone, just try with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. Hold. Breathe out. And as you breathe out, visualize all of your problems floating away on that exhaled breath. Now it's okay to open your eyes and look at what you still have to do. See, the lawn still needs to be mowed. The grass still needs to be pulled. That's true. All of those things will be there tomorrow. You've heard Money Girl recommend. Mary Kay used to say your top six things. Money Girl's going to say your top three things. Those things that are most important. that are making your Monday manic. Money Girl's top three things she's going to do tomorrow is go pull the grass in the strawberry garden and around Big Meyer, which is the 6 foot, 10 foot tall lemon tree, and get out the last of the bougainvillea that has been clipped and is sitting there in a big brush pile. Those three things. When I've gotten those three things done, and they will be done by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Okay, then we're going to call that a success, because I will have accomplished three physical things that will make the area that I spend the most time in better looking, more productive, and a joy to go and sit outside and feel the sun and the wind and just be able to clear my mind and focus. That is one mindfulness technique. We've actually done several. The one is breathing in, breathing out. Breathe in, one, two, three, hold, two, three. Exhale, two, three, four. And visualizing all your problems floating away on the exhale. That is actually, and the three most important things on your list, those are three things that Money Girl uses to help Mondays be a little less manic. I wanted to take this time to reach out and to say thank you to MSFP World Music and the Splendificus Foundation for giving me this platform to come to you to help you do better financially by being better emotionally, to be stronger, to be more resilient, better, bolder, stronger, higher, faster. Kittius altus fortis. Higher, faster, and stronger. Higher meaning hopefully your income. Why? Because you're paying yourself. You're going to take 10%. You're going to put that in your little sock drawer, in your money cubby. I do not advise women putting it in in certain personal undergarments. It turns nuclear, it tends to fall out. But put it in a place where it is not easily accessible. It will take some time to think about and to get to. That's why people talk about, oh, go freeze your credit card in a block of ice. So you have to wait for it to thaw and think about, do you really need it? I know some people are going to take a chisel and a hammer, break that ice open, and like, I'm on with QVC, baby! Oh, yes, I need that, but wait, there's more! Yeah, I'm done channeling my inner Ron Popeil. So those are all three things that you can do. They don't cost anything. They help you focus, and you need to be aware of what's going on in the financial world. People saying, oh, the stock market's up, it's due for a correction. Yes, it is. But if you're like Money Girl, you may not be involved in the stock market. As a matter of fact, the only way you're getting involved in the stock market is if you start doing trading funds, as in small money market deposits where you can put in $10, $15, $20. And for Money Girl, that's probably a month. rather than a week. People, oh yeah, $15, you got something, you know, I can start getting chairs. First off, you need to do your research. You need to decide how much you can afford to not have as part of your liquid assets. What do you mean? I thought the stock market was making money. Yes, it is. Yes, it does over time if you make the right choices. And there are several investment choices. Right now, people are saying, well, Money Girl, you should be picking solid blue chip stocks. What are blue chip stocks? Blue chip stocks are stocks that don't, that are just solid. Okay. They're solid. They will give you a dividend or earnings because the company feels it can do more by giving you the earnings and them keeping it internally and putting it into other projects. Okay. They're steady, solid, stable. Things like Procter & Gamble, Seventh Generation, Unilever. Although Money Girl does not want to have anything to do with Unilever because of some of the choices that they've made as far as what they choose to support. Which, remember, this is another place where even though you're broke, your little dollar means something. Because big companies want your little dollar. They want a lot of little people's dollars. So take some time and look at what these companies are advocating for, what they stand for. And more, people who are investing, people who are spending money on product, are demanding. Remember, demand drives sales. It helps to drive supply. Demand and supply are linked. You know, because if there's a lot of something, just like there have been a lot of dollars, a lot of discount stores popping up. Oh, we saw this in 2007, 2008, 2009. You could not swing a cat without hitting some kind of discount 99 plus store. It's happening again, except now that everyone is broke, there's actually less going on. Money Girl has been studying supply chain logistics. And just for fun, and starting to see how, as we've talked about, supply and demand affect the amount of inventory, how a company positions themselves in the market. Well, Dollar Tree got overextended by trying to have too many things, too many stores competing in the same area. And so now, chickens have come home to roost, right? There's too many outlets, too much supply for the quantity demanded at the price point that people are demanding when their income is shrinking. And the reality of it is, with so many things up in double digits and people are not getting income and increases in income, it doesn't matter what the powers that be say they are. The reality of it is, even as mindful as you are, as careful as you are, sometimes it's going to be trouble. So we're going to breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. What's the next thing on your list? What is the most important thing? Well, if you listen to a certain Navy SEAL, it's get up and make your bed, because then you will have accomplished the first physical thing on your list. If I was talking to a spiritual advisor, it would be get up and communicate with the divine, because that's the most important thing. Whether you want to call it the divine, the universe, or something in a more structured form, framework of belief. There's for some people for whom that is. Right now, Money Girl is really working in the physical world on her temporal stewardship. And by that, I mean the things I can touch, the things that I can affect. Once again, we're going to breathe in, breathe out, move on. We're going to focus on what is financially most important, which means making the most we have with what we have. If that means learning to sew up my socks so they don't have holes in them, great. Learning how to make something so I can have something to give to someone else, great. Once again, shout out to the Splendificus Foundation and to MSFP World Music for providing this platform for Money Girl. We will see each other, hear from each other again next Monday, which happens to be March 25th. March 25th. Oh my goodness. March 25th, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And until then, Money Girl, we'll see you on the flip side. Money Girl, out.